The next patient is Elidora Maldonado, the first name, H-E-L, I-D like in Delta, O-R like in Roma, A. Maldonado, M-A-L-D like in Delta, O-N-A-D like in Delta, O, Maldonado. This is a clinical case of a 70-year-old Hispanic female that is following the practice because of the presence of CKD stage 3B. Unfortunately, the urine work wasn't done, so we cannot assess the proteinuria, which is probably the main reason for this patient to be referred to this office. Period. I emphasize the patient the need for her to have these labs that we order, so we will be able to make adjustments in the medications according to the findings. She has a serum creatinine of 1.46, a BUN of 30, and an estimated GFR of 38 mL per minute that is similar to the determinations in the past. We don't know the proteinuria as mentioned before, but knowing that this is the case, we are going to start the patient on Jardiance, 10 milligrams on a daily basis. The prescription was called to the pharmacy in Lake Placid, P-L-A-C-I-D. Number two, diabetes mellitus. The patient continues to stay away from the meats of industrial production. She emphasized the plant-based diet. She's eating without salt. She's drinking a significant amount of fluid. Hemoglobin A1C that was determined on December the 19th was 7.4, which was similar to the last time. The patient is advised to check the blood sugar on a daily basis, and whenever the blood sugar is extremely high, make a correlation with what she ate the day before. And she will find the explanation and will determine the kind of food that is making her hyperglycemic. Following number of hyperlipidemia, continue with the cholesterol of 253. The patient is taking lovastatin. I'm going to take the liberty to start a atorvastatin, 20 milligrams PO on a daily basis. Following number, the patient has a diabetic neuropathy. She has been complaining of weakness. Hemoglobin is 11.6. She has been evaluated by the cardiologist no more than a year ago. She had a stress test that was reported negative. The reason for this weakness could be related to hypogammaglobulinemia. We had referred her to the cancer center, but the patient didn't complete the appointment. We are going to reevaluate this case in 4 months with laboratory workup, and the changes in the medication were related to the administration of atorvastatin and Jardiance. We invested in 7 minutes reviewing the laboratory workup, 20 minutes in the face-to-face conversation, and 5 minutes in the documentation.